Hey, before we begin today's episode, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, ProHemp, doing some good things in the hemp industry. We've known these cats for a little while now, and I've got to say, they're doing some good stuff, and the way they go about it is impressive. It's inspirational, and I'll do a little ad read to give you a bit of context around ProHemp and what they do. But ProHemp is one of the pioneers in hemp processing right here in Australia. Their mission is to transform the hemp industry by providing high-quality, eco-friendly solutions for construction, textiles, and many various other industries. So they're doing some good stuff. I didn't realize that briquettes and all those type of things.
Hemp has many uses.
Yeah.
So many uses.
I did know that, but I mean, like, now when you say it all out loud, you're like, it could be anything.
It's one of the most versatile plants in the products in the world.
Yeah.
It's used for so many things. I'm bringing the energy, but you look at me like my eyes are really wide.
Well, mate, you've said two sentences, and I'm like, maybe a little bit more could be good. I don't know.
What would you? We went to the Hemp Health and Innovation Expo up in Brisbane in 2019, and
there was hemp milk.
There was hemp everything up there, and some fairies, or whatever. But I feel like ProHemp. If you haven't checked them out, go on. So there's to be things in the show notes about who they are and what they do. But I just feel like it's a very new industry here in Australia, and the fact that they're making waves and doing good things early, exciting times ahead.
There you go. Rob and Locke here, just after our fourth birthday. We're pretty excited. We're pretty happy. You've been popping non-stop, and by popping, I mean like you'd blow this thing through your nose and your mouth.
It's like clearing your ears like you do on a plane a little bit.
it's the weirdest thing ever.
My sinuses get blocked. It feels like that change of seasons a little bit, but it was our fourth birthday last week.
Can you do that? An example?
I don't know if you can hear that or not, but it's pretty...
I've been hearing
AMSR
that for the last 4 years, just popping non-stop.
It was pretty lackluster birthday celebration, if I'm honest.
Saturday.
We didn't do anything.
No. Well, Saturdays are like our days. You know, we see each other pretty much every other day, and we sort of give ourselves that day.
Sometimes we're playing golf, though, on Saturdays.
And we didn't. We sort of celebrated separately.
Yeah.
I ate a bit of cake.
Did you?
What did you do?
It was Em's birthday on the weekend, so I've eaten enough for the last few days.
We did celebrate, actually, on Sunday.
Yeah.
At your house.
It was her birthday, no. Didn't do cheers to funny business or anything like that. We should have.
We should have taken over, shouldn't we? Yeah. Em would have loved that, wouldn't she?
No.
Did you know it was our birthday yesterday, Em? Lasagna was good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've eaten just the last few days, because we had cakes, we had desserts, there was lasagna, there was things. I feel like I'm sitting here and I've almost had to pop a button on my jeans.
Yeah. Well, you're known for the yo-yo. You can go one way and you can go the other.
And
so
I'm on the other.
You're binge eating, you're binge drinking.
We're not binge eating. Just in general, I'm
enjoying life.
I'm maybe enjoying things a little bit to excess.
A little bit to excess. But 4 years, did you like the photos? I thought, let's just put the people in there. People who've come on the journey.
But 4 years is a long time, nearly half a decade.
It is.
Still going strong, still exist.
Still exist. Did you think when we first started that we'd be around this long?
No.
No?
I didn't think that far ahead.
No. We just thought maybe if we can just pump out the year.
Life's changed a lot since it started. You know, that was when I just got married. Now I've had two and a half year old daughter. Life's very different.
Mm.
But you weren't living here, you were living in Essendon.
Yeah, and look, you had a slick haircut back then because you were young, fresh, naive, and then you went through a real weathered stage where you're just like, appearance doesn't matter. And now you're back with the most metrosexual haircut I've ever seen. You got the long fringe. It feels like a renaissance. It feels like peak hicker might not have happened yet.
Really?
Yeah, you're starting to give George Clooney, Brad Pitt vibes.
You like the haircut?
Well, that's the long fringe. It's sort of the emo 09 look.
It's just, all I did was cut the sides. So I didn't touch the top.
It looks pretty slick.
Didn't touch the top.
Do you put any product in it?
No. It's still a very...
It's aggressive.
Wake up haircut, but
it's just like, hey, I might be 32, but I can still run rings around you.
Is that right?
A little bit. It's a bit of a statement. Look, I feel like you don't really wear the confidence, you know?
Short back and sides. That's the...
Yeah, but it's very long, you know, up top.
There's still a bit of hair. Letting everyone know I'm not bald. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like that's a flex. I feel like people who aren't balding, I feel like they grow everything out as long as they can. It's like a flex.
Why bald people grow beards? Let everyone know.
That's not the reason.
Let everyone know I can grow thick hair on my face.
It's just you can't be bald all over unless you're like that athletic, like Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
You know, where you're just that jacked where it sort of suits you. If you're a little bit tubby or even bigger, I feel like you got to have a bit of beard.
Yeah, okay.
Just cover up that chin. But you're looking $1 million. You want to go in the city more because I feel like you want people to see your new look.
Don't you? No, you're talking so much.
A fresh, crisp white t-shirt on right now. What, fourth birthday, new haircut, new man.
There you go. Well, I'm not wearing a wrestling t-shirt as always.
See, but I'm still say the
Are
same.
Are you going to wear that today?
No, I'm not. I've got some things in the dryer. Is that why?
I just...
Would you be a bit embarrassed?
A little bit.
You're like...
It feels like I'm bringing around my little cousin. Yeah. Benjamin Button, he's aging in reverse. He's actually only 10.
I'm hanging on to...
He just looks older.
Yeah, yeah. I do look pretty weathered at the moment. I look back at the photos that we shared and I'm like, we do change. Because being a bald man, you don't really get many looks.
Yeah.
So you feel like you look the same for all the years. But I can see it in my crow's feet. A few more crow's feet. But I think it's the stress of just talking to so many interesting people.
Like, you reckon?
Yeah. I think it weighs on me.
Oh.
You know? Hey, you know what weighs on me?
What?
That you think you're the puppet master. So in our little friendship group, we've got a golf group. We're called Swingers. And I've done the little logo yesterday and we're all pretty happy. It's a little furry thing. It looks good.
Yeah.
But you, when you lose an argument and you got nothing, no comeback, which is rare because I feel like you think about arguments, like that's what keeps you up at night. You know, I feel like it's you just thinking about like, if he says this, I'll come back with this. And I stumped you yesterday.
You didn't stump
me. Yeah, I did because you were just like, oh yeah, I got no comeback to that. But it motivated you to come up with an even better scoring solution to how we rank our friendship group in terms of like winning
who's
percentage.
Who's the best player?
And I feel like I motivated you into that because I sort of backed you into a corner with your bullshit. And then you just said, I need to use all parts of my brain to be real creative here. And you come up with a pretty banging scoring system. You should be impressed, but it's off the back of just lies and...
It's funny
bullshit.
Because we've got four people in our group, and if you think about any sort of like tennis rankings or golf rankings or world rankings, we have our friendship group golf rankings at the moment, and we're all hack about golfers, so it's not like we're uber talented. So
this is not what you say off air. You feel like you're Minwoo Lee. Like honestly, if you don't hit the green in regulation 3 times in a row, you're like kicking the ground. And it's like you're not that good. Expectations lower them a little bit.
Hang on. And I've obviously... struck a nerve with a few of the people because you've been on a bit of a form slump.
I said
you dropped down the leaderboard of the friendship group. You were down there.
I banked up some seconds and some wins.
And so you were sitting very frustrated, and there was some voice memos being sent through, and I could almost hear tears in your voice. It was angry tears, toys out the pram sort of stuff, and I was like, whoa.
Well, when false accusations come through and everyone starts believing it, it's not good.
You just don't turn up on competition day.
Oh, look, I'm a good trainer, and I'm good when there's not really a crowd, but... Yeah, to be honest, I hit all right the last time. But with you, you stayed on top of the leaderboard hiding. When your scores have been the biggest they've ever been, I know you haven't lost, but you've drawn
That's
to
That's right.
It. But you've drawn
say,
to
say
it.
That, say
you,
that again.
No, but you've
Say it again.
No, but you've drawn haven't to a couple
lost.
Of fourths.
Haven't lost.
Fourth ranked. So, and I've beat you one-on-one before.
Oh,
so.
Haven't
And anyway, listened. It was just like, are the rankings on form or are the rankings on weight of wins? Because... for you, it's weight of wins and you were sitting on top. But for me, it was immediate form.
Yeah.
With a number four who's shot under 100 once.
The truth is, because I was number one, I felt like I could just give the rankings out with my discretion. You know what I mean? If I didn't think you were in form, I'll drop you down the rankings.
And then you were even taking the piss after saying, I can't believe I was the king, the puppet master here. And no one questioned.
No one could question. They couldn't question.
Until your latest score, over 100, and you're not happy.
Whatever.
But it's funny. It's funny because I just feel like I'm the real puppet master here because I can motivate you to get creative.
Is that right?
I think so.
You're the puppet master. I'll take that.
You don't like that? Hey, I've got another story for it too.
Go on, tell me the story.
When we were walking Winston the other night, we're just walking around. Tails has got him on the lead. And then all of a sudden, this lady, she would have been about 60, 70 or something, maybe 70-ish.
Yeah.
And she had this little white dog or whatever. And it just stopped and didn't move. And then she's like, oh, is it all right if he comes up? And blah, blah. And Tails like, oh, not really. He's a bit, like, bit, you know, on edge.
Bit how you going.
Yeah, a bit how you going. Just don't want to... Honestly,
I'm not really. I don't want that interaction tonight.
That interaction. And then she's like, oh, no, like, he won't move unless the dog comes out. I was like, in my head, I'm like, I was about to just say, oh, bad luck. Like, I'm not dealing with this. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Tal's like, oh, all right. Went over there. Winston starts going, you know what I mean? Like, start to, like, playful, but rough. And then she's like, oh, it's like, what? We told you this was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You pretty much guilted us into coming over. It happened.
Was the other dog on the lead?
Yeah.
And your dog was on the lead?
Yeah. Weird. And that's why I was like, I just avoid that. I walk him at different times so I don't have them interactions.
Yeah.
But like, why are you guilting us in? And then we told you this was going to happen. Then it did. And then you give us like the judgy. I was like, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if you're 70. I'm getting them glasses and I'm flicking them right back. What do you think about that? We've warned you. And then you judge.
You can't judge. Especially, I think with all dogs, it's one of those ones where if your dog's on a lead and you just mind your own business, any sort of social interaction like that to me is not. I don't want those.
It's not on the person with the dog on the lead. It could be your dog who's off lead who comes up and then it's like, well, friendly dogs sometimes get nipped.
So I also don't. No, I'm not interested in social interaction. I'm a walk. You know, I'm out here just got my music in, just doing my thing.
See, I'm happy to. Like, if it was just me, I'm happy to say, sorry about that and just keep walking. I don't really care. Like, I was nice enough, just said no.
Yeah.
But Tails, I feel like she just got sucked in by the old lady. Niceness. Yeah, and it's just like,
she just pushed her over and kept moving.
Oh, honestly, I felt like doing that. But it is a weird one. Dogs, I feel like the anxiety in me comes out the most when I'm taking the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Just because of other people. It's like other drivers. You got to be wary of their shit, don't you?
It's harsh. It's harsh. I don't know what to tell you. I feel like it's an interesting situation. What are you going to do if you see her again?
Not do that. Hey, remember last time? Yeah. Probably not. I don't care if your dog won't move. Just stay there all night.
Yeah.
I just don't want that judgment again. Remember that time that you judged me? She'll be like, nah, bro, that happened 6 months ago. I'm still holding on to it.
I've got dementia.
Hey, fourth birthday, good week. Feel good. What else have we got? We had a good week, actually, of a guest episode. We had Tommy Sheridan.
He's a good dude. American Aces.
Rick's Eyewear.
Go and check out his episode. If you haven't already, I feel like it's one of the few people that's really pioneering life after sport for people out there who have been in as a professional athlete. He did, 9 years in the system, I think he said?
Eight
years in the system between Frio and GWS as an AFL player. Started Rick's Eyewear early doors when he was still pretty young. I feel like that was sort of that early athlete-owned brand making some waves. Had some pretty cool wins early doors without some of the athletes, like global athletes, wearing his product, like Odell Beckham, the NFL player. Like, insane.
Yeah, 100%.
But if you haven't already, go and check that episode out because
it keeps it real. And when you get someone who's sort of like, he's like our vibe, there's chemistry there. It's easy, isn't it? It's easy, it's funny. And you know what else was easy and funny? Our coffee catch-up last week. It was good fun, actually. Seeing some friendly faces, shooting some hoops.
We weren't late.
We were actually 10 minutes early.
You posted a video of you actually getting the ball in. I think it was the only time you got it in for the day.
Honestly, it was good that you just whipped the camera out, and then I was like, okay, I should perform.
It was very relaxed, too, because it was sort of like you had a coffee in one hand, you sort of flicked it with the other hand. It was like you were talented.
So you're saying it looked good?
I'm saying it looked good, and it was good. You know, perception can sometimes be reality. And
people think I'm all right.
People are going to perceive that you're all right.
I was taking shots on the road and missing and airborne.
Feel versus real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Feel versus real. You have to actually warn me. There's people coming through. Don't shoot.
Yeah, don't shoot. You might knock them out.
Yeah, there's three ladies walking under the hoop right now. Maybe not.
You might just give them a bit of a spray. Hey, I'm playing here. Don't you know?
Well, now with your haircut, I feel like you'll be front and center next coffee catch up.
I might be dunking it.
You bring the trampoline out, I reckon.
Anyway, if you're new to Funny Business, 3 episodes a week, guest episodes Monday, Robin Locke on Wednesdays, Hot or Not on Fridays. No, Robin Locke on Thursdays. We record on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And Pro Hemp, go check him out, doing some good stuff.